The U.S. argument that Saddam Hussein apparently has failed in his last chance to disarm means the Bush administration may see little alternative to military action in Iraq. Thousands of U.S. troops are based in the Persian Gulf region, along with hundreds of aircraft, tanks, and other military equipment. War plans are being finalized. But one question being debated is just how difficult a new Iraq war might be. NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
The Iraqi army is smaller and weaker than it was in 1991, when it was quickly smashed by the United States and its allies. The U.S. military, meanwhile, has only grown stronger. So it's not surprising some pundits predict a new Iraqi war will be, in the oft-quoted words of one former Pentagon official, a cakewalk. But military leaders are trained to be wary of overconfidence, and as the prospect of military action in Iraq looms larger, U.S. commanders are beginning to sound the alarm. Air Force General Richard Myers, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, raised the cakewalk quote during a recent meeting with Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, according to a senior Pentagon official. And at a news briefing this week, General Myers fairly bristled at the mention of the word.
There's nobody involved in the military planning, to include the secretary or any of the senior leadership in this building, I think, that would say that this sort of endeavor, if we were asked to do it, would be a cakewalk. It's just not how we characterize it.
The latest analyses about the Iraqi military, in fact, highlight some issues that could be troublesome for U.S. forces. One example, the Iraqis' air defense system may not be in as bad a shape as some outsiders have assumed. Anti-aircraft missile batteries and the radar stations that guide Iraq's air defense system have been regularly targeted by U.S. and British warplanes enforcing the no-fly zones in Iraq. But U.S. intelligence officials say the Iraqis generally repair the damage quickly. Moreover, the Iraqis have linked many of their military installations in a fiber-optic communications network, not easily cut by bombing. The system is in many ways redundant, meaning it has backup elements so it can still function even if one part has been taken out. The bottom line, Iraqi air defenses could still present a significant challenge to U.S. pilots in a sustained air campaign. Anthony Cordesman, who has analyzed the Iraqi military at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says the Iraqis in many ways have learned from all the attacks on their air defense system over the past decade.
They know how to conceal and hide their radars and fire units, or put them in civilian areas where they're difficult to strike. And they've learned how to move more quickly. And these are all things which makes it much harder to physically destroy their system.
Should U.S. and coalition forces invade Iraq, they may well face chaos and disaster on the ground. U.S. intelligence officials briefing reporters yesterday said they have good evidence that Saddam Hussein is planning a scorched earth defense. The officials said they have seen signs that Saddam is preparing to blow up oil fields and power installations, for example, and even provoke food shortages. Smoke from burning oil fields would make it harder for U.S. pilots to find their targets. And Anthony Cordesman says such tactics by Saddam Hussein would seriously complicate U.S. military operations in Iraq.
Scorched earth would force us to have humanitarian efforts, disperse military forces everywhere the suffering occurs. It would break up the momentum of U.S. operations. It would greatly increase the amount of manpower involved. It would complicate the political situation and force the U.S. virtually to go in anywhere there is a humanitarian problem.
Finally, U.S. commanders are concerned about what they see as a high likelihood that Saddam Hussein will use chemical or biological weapons, in one official's words, once he sees there's no tomorrow. The intelligence officials briefing reporters said they believe Iraq's biological weapons arsenal is more dangerous now than it was in 1991, with greater quantities of biological agents in more advanced forms. Defense officials insist that none of these factors mean Iraq could prevail in a confrontation with the United States, but it's enough, they say, to warrant a cautious attitude in preparing for an Iraqi war. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.